Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm your host, Dee Daniels. Made Up Savannah is a creative production of Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, serving Savannah since 1978. And the Made Up Savannah podcast is brought to you by Savoy Society, colleagues and lovers, and the Savannah Cabaret. Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm so excited because we are on the street, literally at the corner of Liberty and Bowl Streets for the second annual Give-A-Palooza. It's really fun to, you know, kind of get outside on such a gorgeous day and, you know, be with the community. And I think it's kind of that opportunity. We sort of started this last year with the first one. It's that opportunity to sort of give a voice to lesser known nonprofits. I'm excited we're gonna actually spend a little time diving in deeper with each of these nonprofits that are here. And so I wanna mention everybody that's here. Heroes for Hallie Grace, Savannah Tree Foundation, Coastal Pet Rescue, Save Sea Life with Liddy and Quirks. Each one of those so special and has an important mission that they're all involved in. You know, some people have a dream home. Some people have 10 dreams about buying property in 10 different places. At Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, we always want you to live who you are, wherever and whatever that dream looks like. You hear businesses talking sometimes about how long they have served a city, but do you ever stop and wonder if they mean that's how long they've been in business there? Or do they really mean that's how long they've served that community? Corcoran Austin Hill Realty truly serves Savannah. Yes, I mean the region, but I really mean the people, the history, the business developers, the nonprofits, all communities, all backgrounds, the buyers, the sellers, the investors, the mom and pop shop owners, the first time home seekers, the young, the matured. And we've been doing it serving you since 1978. Corcoran Austin Hill Realty sits beautifully at the corner of Liberty and Bull Streets in historic Savannah, home of the Made of Savannah podcast studios, and home to a huge group of people ready to serve you. 251 Bull Street, Savannah. Stop in, ask questions, see local artists at Location Gallery, and check out available listings at CorcoranAHR.com. Welcome back to the second annual Give-A-Palooza. So excited to be joined by our music for the evening, Trey Cooper. Trey, your business card says musician for hire. I'm glad you just went straight to it. Like
Marketing 101. You just, you know, I try to give the people what they want.
Don't make it fuzzy. Don't make it gray. This is what. So how did you get into playing music?
I grew up playing music, and I was in bands all throughout high school and college, and a little outside of college. And then I now work in advertising and marketing, and I'm a graphic designer, and I still do this on the weekends for friends and for great, you know, events like this.
Right. Yeah. It's you're very good.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
I appreciate it.
You
Thanks.
Are very talented. So. Well, I've seen you play the guitar. I've seen you play the harmonica. Do you play other things as well?
A little piano. And
oh, nice.
I don't know. My wife likes to say that anything with strings, I can usually figure it out.
Ooh.
But it's, you know. It's
Are you a by ear guy?
Kind of, yeah. And then had to go back and, you
Love
know,
that.
Learn all the other stuff
yeah.
That I should have learned when right. I was younger. But, you know, it's you learn one and they all kind of relate to each other. So you can kind of. You can mess around enough to convince people you know what you're doing on
oh, totally.
Other things.
So if people want to see you play, I hear there's a cool spot in Pooler they might be able to.
I am. Actually, May 4th, I am playing at Crown and Anchor, which is it's the Pie Society folks. It's their little English pub in Pooler. Yeah, and then really I'm just kind of... I wanted to do this to help out, but also I did bring those super direct business cards.
Yeah.
So if I'm always looking for, you know, somewhere to play.
Music for hire.
Yeah,
let's
for sure.
do this thing. And you're on Instagram if people want to follow you.
Yeah, my like
Coop.
Personal. Yep, my personal page is at Coop Trey Trey. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty responsive. I should have been a little more professional and done a full business site before this, but
no, I like it. I like organic.
Savannah's a word of mouth town, so
it'd be weird if it was too professional to be like, I don't really like you.
Yeah,
so I was hoping you'd play a little harmonica for us before step away.
Try. We'll see.
What's your favorite thing to play?
I don't know. I mean, I'm usually playing it with the guitar.
Yeah. Well, today you get to play it with the guitar, with the trucks on the street.
Yeah.
There's with a everything. Car horn alarm going off. So, like, you've got basically a band, I feel like. Okay.
Let me...
I'll just chat while you're gone. Make sure if you want to hire Trey, he's a cool guy. And it's really perfect for your outside event or inside event. And make sure you follow along. And if you want somebody to give you some good music at an event, check him out.
All right. Do a little.
Come on. That's so good.
Thanks.
Trey, that's awesome.
Appreciate it.
Talented guy. This is very sweet of you, too, to be a part of Give a Palooza.
Yeah, of course.
What a great thing for all of us to get together and really lift up nonprofits and good people in the community. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Hey, quick side note. I don't know about you and your friend group, but our friends... well, and we are too, are always looking for a great brunch spot. And I've got the perfect thing for you. It's our wonderful partners, colleagues and lovers in Habersham Village. They are now serving lunch. And yes, my friends, brunch on Saturday and Sunday. But check this out. Friday, Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3, you can go to Colleagues and Lovers in Habersham Village and get a fabulous lunch. Yes, you can also get cocktails because... that's how we roll in Savannah. They've got Bloody Mary on the menu, mimosa on the menu, and the other stuff, coffee, tea, iced tea, Coke, you know. But more importantly, the food. Let's talk about the salads. Balsamic beet salad, a chef salad, and fabulous looking sandwiches. 5-spice chicken, roast beef. Ooh, a good chicken salad sandwich. Doesn't that sound nice? And of course, they've got pasta, Colleagues and Lovers. But check this out. Brunch on Saturday and Sunday. You can get pancakes, plain or blueberry, and I love Eggs Benedict. Take your friends, make a date. You're going to love it. Colleagues and Lovers, 4523 Habersham Street, Habersham Village, colleaguesandloverssavannah.com if you want to check out the lunch menu, the dinner menu, the brunch menu, and more importantly, the drink menu. Welcome back. We're very excited to be hanging out at the second annual Give a Palooza. And to the mic with me right now, I'm super excited to introduce. I'm telling you, Ocean Conservationist, she has just blown me away since the first time I ever met her. Her name is Liddy Clever, and you can find her at Save Sea Life with Liddy. Liddy, thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
What a beautiful night for us to be out in downtown Savannah. Perfect weather. Getting pretty much beach weather around here now.
Yep.
So I'm assuming you're going to be spending a little more time at the beach since that's one of your favorite places, right?
Yeah, definitely going to the beach a lot and doing a lot of cleanups.
Yeah, you're big on the cleanup.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that. And like before we actually talk about the cleanup, I want to talk about the fact that we got to see you speak at the Earth Day celebration for Savannah. And really, you have such a great heart and everybody falls in love with your passion. And you were talking about ways during your talk that day, you were talking about ways that people can really make a difference. I'd love for you to go over some of that again, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So a big difference that you can make if you are a kid is you can educate other people about things that you care about. So for me, it's the ocean. I'm very, very passionate about protecting the oceans and getting all the trash out of the water so that the animals don't get hurt. So I do my best to educate people and talk to people about that. And then I also do a lot of actions like doing beach cleanups and making posts on social media so people can find out how to help.
Yeah, no doubt. So the beach here, for those who don't know, is at Tybee Island. And you've done many beach cleanups there.
Yes.
Tell everybody what is involved in a beach cleanup and what you find and how maybe people can do it on their beach, wherever they live.
So on Tybee, we always find a lot of Capri Sun straws and wrappers. And regular straws, bottle caps, bottles, and some weirder finds that we find is usually one sock or one shoe, but we never find a pair.
Yeah, what happens?
Yeah, like it just disappears and there's only one. And then we also find, a lot of times we find a lot of beach toys on the beach.
Yeah.
So ways that you can help is if you ever see any trash on the ground, don't just leave it there. So you should pick it up and throw it in the nearest trash can. What I really like to do is if I want to keep some of the trash, I keep it and I make trash art out of it. So that's a great way you can use it.
You have some cool trash art, by the way. Some really cool trash art.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell people some of the stuff that you've made from the trash.
Yeah, so I've made all sorts of underwater scenes, ocean animals. For example, I think I've made multiple starfish, jellyfish, coral, and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah. And people can actually see your art and the bracelets that you make out of plastic bags.
Yep.
On your website, which is savesealife.com. Thank you. Savesealife.com is the best way to see that. Liddy also has a book.
Yeah.
Now, did I overhear you saying you don't have one available right now?
Yeah, so you can.
You're sold out, girl.
Yeah, so you can pre-order one on the website right now, but I won't have any more copies until Friday.
I love it.
Yeah.
You got a wait list.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in our oceans, because you know, you were talking about how passionate you are and how you want to keep the trash, you know, off the beach and out of the ocean. For people that might not know, and maybe some kids that are listening, what happens? Why do you think the ocean is in danger and ocean life is in danger? What happens when trash ends up there? How does it hurt the animals?
Yeah. So if trash is just laying on the beach, so there's a lot of things that can actually happen. For example, if you find styrofoam, which by the way is my nemesis, if a bird finds it, it might think it's fish eggs and try to eat it. And that can cause it to get really, really sick because it can't digest that. Another thing is with sea turtles. We have a lot of sea turtles that like to nest on Tybee, and when they're in the oceans and they see the plastic bag, it looks like a jellyfish, which is their main part of their diet. So when they eat that, they think they're full, so they will stop eating, and that will actually lead to death and starvation.
Wow. Yeah. That's, I mean, a lot of people just don't think about it,
yeah.
Right? And so the education piece is really important. You know, sometimes it feels weird maybe to say something to somebody on the beach who's leaving trash.
Yeah.
But it's important. So what's coming up for you? I know you've got, so I didn't mention the title of your book is called Waves.
Yeah.
And again, you can pre-order and get on the wait list there, because this girl is popular, let me just tell you. But savesealife.com if you want to do that. What else is coming up for you? Are you getting ready for anything fun in the summer?
So I am getting ready to release another book soon. It's going to be my endangered animals endangered sea animals coloring book that I'm going to be releasing soon. And
I didn't realize it was going to be a coloring book.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then over the summer, I'm definitely going to be hosting a lot of beach cleanups, and then you can find more about that on my Instagram.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Remind everybody how old you are.
I'm 9 years old, but I wrote my first book when I was seven.
So that was so forever ago. That was so 2 years ago, Lee. That was so 2 years ago. I mean, here you are, seven, writing your first book, nine, getting ready to do your second book.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine what's going to be happening with you at 19 and 29 and all the things. You really are an inspiration.
Thank you.
Big inspiration. So I hope folks go and follow you, and I'm sure we'll see you on the beach this summer, and we'll pick up some trash together.
Yay!
How about that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been fun.
Yeah.
Who's looking for a fun night out? I'm always raising my hand for that. Well, we have just the thing. Savannah's best live music and theater experience. It's Savannah Cabaret. And you're in luck. Tickets are now on sale for the production of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at savannahcabaret.com. Tickets are on sale, savannahcabaret.com. This production is going to be everything. But you need to reserve your tickets because they will sell fast. I promise you that. The show runs through May 5th. Go ahead and get your tickets now before they sell out. Based on the classic 1974 movie, it's the hilarious show that tells the story of Dr. Frankenstein's grandson, Frederick, who is struggling to create his own legacy separate from his family's name. It's going to be a monstrous good time on Jefferson Street in historic Savannah. A fabulous cast and a laugh out loud great time. But only if you have tickets. SavannahCabaret.com. And later this year, we've got time traveling drag queens in the 1960s. Maybe a little case of the cabaret killer. Doesn't that sound fun? Go get your tickets at SavannahCabaret.com. That's SavannahCabaret.com. Welcome back to the second annual Give-A-Palooza. We are so excited to be joined right now by Ryan Cretens, and he is the founder of Quirks. Ryan also is a fantastic real estate agent here at Quirk and Austin Hill Realty. Second year that we are highlighting really, really great nonprofits, well-deserving nonprofits here in the area, and Quirks is one of those. I was so excited to get to know you, Ryan, over the last several months and really just learn about what you do. And so first, for those who don't know what Quirks is, talk a little bit about what the organization is and how it got started, because that story is really cool.
Definitely. Dee, thank you so much for first and foremost for allowing us to come out here. An amazing event that Jason and the team have been putting on. So really grateful to have this sort of exposure. Quirks, everybody has them, right? We've talked about this in the past. You have your quirks, we have our quirks. And at the end of the day, we all have purpose, right? So Quirks was actually inspired by my older brother, Tyler, who's on the autism spectrum. And Tyler was not afforded the same opportunities as I was afforded in life, right? So I had a perspective shift when I was probably about 18 or 19, right as I was getting into college. And I recognized that those that have special abilities aren't served like others in the community, right? So there are four pillars in the special needs community that are extremely underserved: extracurricular activities being one, post-secondary education and employment being another, transportation and housing being the third and fourth. And we are looking to better connect the special needs community to other nonprofits in the area that are actually doing really great work already. So not looking to recreate the wheel, but we are putting on events to host extracurricular activities and do some grassroots building here in the greater Savannah area, but also connecting others to, you know, those nonprofits that are doing amazing things already, and just bringing awareness to nonprofits that are looking for either volunteers, more participants, funding and donations, and getting that word around, because we're looking to, you know, bring an inclusive community together. So, and fortunate enough to have some amazing people come out to this event already. So I'm gonna put a subtle plug in for Kevin, who is a friend of my dad, my late father, who passed away in 2021 from lung cancer. He is actually creating a project in Hope Mills, North Carolina, in Fayetteville, and there's going to be a community center that is going to host community events. Quartz is going to be a part of that initiative as well, and we're just excited to be plugged into multiple places around the country for just awareness and inclusion and the promotion of just an underserved population.
You know, I think, Ryan, it's so, collaboration is so important for the nonprofit community and whatever community they're in. I mean, I feel like partnering with other businesses, other nonprofits, community leaders is so important. And I know that you guys and your mom and your brother, for the most part, live in North Carolina. And so you had some stuff going on there in that community, and then you've brought it here to Savannah as well. And hoping to really scale this into any community, right? Because, you know, you and I've talked about it before, the special needs communities, wherever, name the city, name the state, you know, there's a certain point that they're not being served. There's not enough social development, and there's not enough of a community involvement to continue to have safe places to go and social activities to go. And so it's, yeah, I'm sure you're having that building question of like, how do we scale? How do we build? And how do we make that available?
That's a very great point that you just made there. And a lot of it is education, right? Is educating the general populace, able-bodied individuals about what opportunity we have in front of us to promote that inclusion,
right?
And to get involved in the community. I mean, just meeting somebody like yourself, right? And having the ability to collaborate with Made a Savannah podcast and you know, all of the nonprofits that you serve in your role has been a game changer for us, right? It helps us to get the exposure that we like to see in the community. But you hit the nail on the head in the terms of collaboration just moves people in waves to different missions, right? So I'm truly appreciative of, again, this event and what you are doing on your end as well. It takes a village.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And you know, as we've been talking to some of the other nonprofits that have been here today at the second annual Giveapalooza, one of the common themes that I hear, you know, is, you know, the need for funding, obviously, for nonprofits, but also the need for people to volunteer. And that's so important. You know, I'm thinking about if you're listening and you own a business and you're like, I don't know how I can give or how I can volunteer. If you just called or messaged the nonprofit and you said, hey, I want to help, you tell me what you need.
Yes.
I kind of think that's a great way to go about it.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's what we're looking at on our end. We're not, I mean, obviously, nonprofits are looking for funding, but we're not driven by the funding.
Right.
We're driven by people getting together and understanding that, you know, people are going through things, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest things that I've been able to understand on my end is not everybody's living the same life as me. There's a ton of people that are going through things that are a lot more challenging than what I go through on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
So, you know, got to take a look in the mirror and realize, like, hey, we're blessed. And we're very fortunate to have the lives that we're having, and those that are not as fortunate, I mean, we're looking to obviously bring members of the community together to have, you know, a collective and a collaborative effort to pursue opportunities to give back to those individuals. So, you know, whether that's bringing people out for, you know, events to volunteer or participate, obviously you mentioned the donations or even just the subtle social media posts, right?
Putting plugs in.
It goes a long way, right?
It does.
Sharing things on social media and then getting that message out to others in the community has made a world of difference for us. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. It takes, like we mentioned, a village to get these unique plugs in the community to help push the message along.
Yeah, I love that. Well said. I know that you've got events and you've got things that people can jump in and get involved with. What's the best way for folks to find out what you have going on and the events you have coming up?
Perfect. Our website is Quirks. Quirks is spelled quirky, KWIRKZ.net. You can also follow us on social media, and you can follow us at Quirks, KWIRKZ. And we are on Instagram and Facebook.
Wow. Okay. That's perfect. And I'm sad your brother wasn't able to join us at this event because I owe him a basketball game at some point. I don't know. He and I, we're going to shoot some hoops at some point. I'm pretty sure he's going to beat me, but I'm still excited to do it. So
he's actually coming back down into town in, I believe, a month's time.
Okay.
So I know I actually have my uncle coming into town this weekend. My girlfriend's mom, Michaela, is coming into town. I've got Kevin, like I mentioned, a friend of my dad's that is in town. So definitely got some people close to home here.
Nice.
But I know Tyler would love to get back and shoot some hoops with you. So
I got it on the calendar. We're gonna make it happen. He always seems game to do something fun. No doubt about it. Ryan, thank you so much. We certainly believe in what you're doing, and we're certainly so proud to highlight it and shine a light on it and direct people to it, because I think it's important work. And your heart for the special needs community and for your brother and your family is it's really heartwarming. So thank you for sharing that with all of us.
Well, thank you as well. And if there are any nonprofits that are looking for volunteers, we're always happy to volunteer and help out in any way that we can, even if it's you know, just sending, like we said, a social media message along just to help spread the word. So happy to do it.
Welcome back to the second annual Giveapalooza. Jason Baggett back with me on the mic. Jason, you're pulling like triple duty because you got so many things that go on, and we've talked about how this has certainly been something that you've been proud to do for a second year, bringing all of these nonprofits together. But you also, for one of our nonprofits that we've been talking about, Coastal Pet Rescue, you also spend a lot of time personally volunteering with them and really getting involved in what they do. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what goes on at Coastal Pet Rescue. Some folks may not have heard of them, and you know, what the need is like, because I'm not sure everybody knows what the needs are regarding the pet community here too, you know?
For sure. And definitely had some great volunteers that were here at the event handling the dogs and so forth. So I'm stepping in just for this little interview for them. But basically, Coastal Pet Rescue is its own independent nonprofit. We try to foster first. So we do have a number of foster families that take in dogs from other county shelters, maybe that are either in overflow situations.
Right.
Sometimes it could be a special situation where an owner had passed away or something as well. So we really try to take in those dogs, get them fostered first. If there isn't a foster available, we do have what's called Camp Pause a While, which has space.
That's a cute name.
It's a super cute name. So and it
cute.
Is kind of set up like a camp. So you walk in and you're under the trees.
Aww.
And dogs have kind of their kennel areas where they have a indoor space where they sleep, but they also can go through a doggy door to have a little bit of outdoor area. I mean, enclosed area. And so basically we can house about 7 to 8 larger dogs and then maybe up to 10 small dogs. And then there's also a cattery on site too. So cats, I don't volunteer to take care of them, but obviously they're as fosters and to adopt.
Right.
So as far as like how I try to get directly involved, volunteer to do shifts where you go and feed and walk and play with the dogs, right? And we do that twice a day, so 2 shifts a day per station. So 1 for kennel and 1 for the cottage, the smaller dogs, and then same for cats. So that's where we really need a lot more volunteers, and it's really gratifying work. You know, you're going to spend your time with these loving dogs and cuddling with them, but they need that time to socialize with people and obviously get exercise.
Yeah.
And then, you know, beyond that, there's a lot of awareness that they try to do for, you know, spay and neuter your pets, right? Because that is how we kind of get into the situation of people still purchasing dogs when there's dogs available for adoption, but then it's the multiplier effect where you have a dog that has, you know, 9 puppies, and
yeah,
then you have to get them adopted as well.
Right.
So.
Right. That's a big deal. And, you know, I think, too, that, you know, it's one of those things that, like, we're trying to do with events like this is bring the awareness to the table where not everybody realizes that's an issue here, that there's an overpopulation, or that there's not enough folks that are adopting, and there's not enough volunteers, and you know, fostering first might not make sense unless you understand it,
right?
Because you know, you would think the more that you could get a pet fostered, the easier they will be to adopt.
Completely. Fostering is probably the best way to socialize an animal. It's a great way to test them with anything from, you know, size of family to is there another dog in the house or a cat, right? We learn a lot from that. But it's such a great way to transition a dog that has likely been in a shelter for an extended period before they go into kind of their permanent home.
Yeah.
Everything is paid for by Coastal Pet Rescue. So if you foster, they give you the food for free. All the vet bills are paid for free. Like, so all that is done for you. You're actually just caring for the pet in your house.
Yeah.
And then we do try to encourage fosters to get them out to events like this. So where people see the dogs and are more likely to adopt them. But
yeah
it's... there's definitely a significant need right now, I would say, for the last 2 years. It's very rare for the camp, what we call camp, but the shelter portion not to be full.
Right.
And that usually gets full because foster families, there's not enough of those either. And it kind of seems to be a never-ending need in our community,
yeah.
Which is, again, why we kind of say make sure you're spaying, neutering your pets so that it does help control that and it doesn't just exacerbate itself year over year.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's so important. I don't think the need is going to go away.
Right.
But how good it feels to be able to help be part of the process of moving the animals through to a great home, to a great family, and that sort of, that feels really good.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that is where if you volunteer, you get involved, there's many ways you could simply say, I would just like to be able to take a dog to the park once a week.
For walks.
That's fine. You know, you would need to go through an orientation. That's like an hour. And then you can take it out and that's fantastic for the dog.
Yeah.
It's exercise. People will see the adoption leash and everything on
and
the dog.
And then they get out.
And the
you don't
they
want them
get
to
out.
Be
no.
confined
exactly.
that long.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
And so it is. I mean, it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah.
And, like when it's kind of night and day when you show up for a shift, they're all like barking and kind of crying, and you've let them out, and then you feed them, and then you play with them and walk them, and by the time you're leaving,
the mood has changed. Right?
They're calm and they're quiet, and so that is very rewarding.
Yeah.
But it reminds you of. They should have that at all times,
that's
not
right.
just
that's
for
right.
a shift,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So that's where fostering and adoption is so key.
Right. Because we're the same way, people.
We like to
get fed and
exactly.
have a safe place and some love and go for a walk. We
that's
feel
right.
a lot better. So do they.
That's right.
So do they.
And you've seen how sweet some of the dogs that were here are. And I think that's kind of the devastating thing. We had Heidi, who was here, has been at the camp for over a year now.
Oh, wow.
And she is a dog that handles it better than some would, but at the same time, it's a little heartbreaking to know the dog's been there that long.
Right.
Right?
No doubt.
And such a sweet dog.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
Have you fallen in love with any dogs that you've wanted to take home and keep forever?
I fall in love with a lot of dogs. I'm kind of a one dog house, you know, that with my Holly, but that is where I adopted her from. I my choice is to go and do the volunteer and the shifts.
Sure. I'm really glad that we could bring that to light in any situation, whether it's on social media, whether it's on our podcast, or whether it's literally standing on the corner of Bull and Liberty, bringing this stuff to light for the community to say, oh yeah, I remember them, I can help.
Exactly.
That's the important part.
And that's as much as anything. If you're not in a position to foster, volunteer, or adopt, just spread the word, spread the message, and kind of encourage people. If you're looking for a dog, have you considered looking at Coastal Pet Rescue or any of the other shelters, right? But it's just kind of encouraging to, there are dogs that already need a home. We don't need to go find
and
buy a dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's kind of part of the message we're trying to share.
Yeah. Well, check them out, Coastal Pet Rescue online. Check them out on Instagram. I know that I follow them on Instagram, and they do such a great job, you know, spreading the word. So get involved and figure out how you can help, because it really does make a good difference. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This season, we're so proud to partner up with a trendsetter and a trend breaker in Savannah's historic district, the incomparable bar and restaurant that hits all the marks and sits right at 102 East Liberty Street. I'm talking about Savoy Society. You know, we fell in love with this downtown hotspot well before we even moved here, and it's captured our hearts even more as locals. Now, it's my favorite spot to grab a lemon drop martini. Mm-hmm. Hands down, best place to get a lemon drop martini. And I even like to try something new on occasion, like a sourdough flatbread, a slider, maybe even a new cocktail if I'm living dangerously. But don't even get me started on May Gusta Mondays and the hot honey margarita, because once I tried that, Savoy Society, seriously, you had me at vinyl and wicker. The long bar, the cozy sofas, oh, and the pickled deviled eggs, and the mini hot dogs with the tots. It's a whole vibe. If you Google it, you'll see the popular opinion is the bartenders are just lovely. That's an understatement. They're really genuinely amazing. Stop by Savoy and tell them you heard about them on the Made of Savannah podcast. Savoy Society Sav, S-A-V, if you're looking for them on Instagram. Also, SavoySociety.com. Check out the full menu. Thanks for listening to the Made of Savannah podcast. Do us a favor, write us a review, give us a rating. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast and share this podcast with someone you know. Follow us on Instagram at Made of Savannah, and a huge thanks to our sponsors, Savoy Society, Colleagues and Lovers, and the fabulous Savannah Cabaret. If you or someone you know has a great Savannah story to tell, be sure to get in touch with us. We would love to hear it. The welcome mat is always out.